Welcome back to episode 10 of Calculated Chaos. Today's episode is sponsored by Grafton Digital, a digital marketing agency based in Galway that focuses on website development, social media marketing, social media management, and also content creation. You can go check them out at graftondigital.com, G-R-A-F-T-O-N. So today I have Owen Ruan and Adam Moynan, and I'll let the lads introduce themselves. So how are you doing, lads?
Good, yeah. My name is Owen Ruan, or Jaffa, man, you might know me as. I make YouTube videos, 100k on YouTube now, so...
Flexing,
you know, yourself, but yeah, that's me.
Full-time student as well.
Yeah, going into third year, so that'll be great.
And Adam, what yourself?
Yeah, I'm Adam, I play music, 300 on Instagram, flexing. I'm in a band called Room 55. There's three of us in it. I play the guitar and I sing in that. So
yeah.
That's it, yeah.
All right. And how do you know each other?
Okay. It kind of dates back. So back when I was like 4 or 5, me and Adam did karate together. So that's kind of where it started. But in school then, same schools.
So. Okay. Are you in the same class? A year? Are you?
No. He's a year above.
You're above. All right, okay. So I suppose I'll start with you anyway. So I was looking back on your YouTube videos last night at the early days.
Oh, no.
And humble beginnings, doesn't like people see now. People see the 100k now, but I see you made a video celebrating 25 subscribers.
Yeah. Oh god.
What made you start?
Starting, I guess, was like I watched a lot of YouTube, obviously. Pretty sure all kids do nowadays.
Yeah.
But I saw people literally making a living off making YouTube videos, making people laugh. And that was something I thought, right, I'm going to love doing this. So I gave it a go. Yeah. And stuck at it then for 3 years and here we are.
Literally, like 100k later. And like, okay, you started 3 years ago. When did you start, like, where were you, let's say, the beginning of 2018? Like, you still hadn't fully blown up then.
Beginning of 2018, I had 300 subscribers.
300 subscribers.
Just blew up then, like...
Was one video that caught fire, like...
Yeah, it was the Irish Teenage Discos. That one just kind of...
And we all try and emulate it then after.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, that one just spiraled and I was like, oh my god, here we go. Like.
Yeah.
But yeah...
And then you sort of kind of saw the Irish content, or like the Irish content taking off, and you were like, okay, I need to double down on this.
Kind of, but like for that summer, like after the Irish Teenage Discos video, I didn't really notice that. It was after I did like Every Irish Girl on Snapchat or the Irish Primary School that I was like, right, this is big, where it's at, like.
Yeah.
And then
you started seeing like rapid growth after that.
Yeah. After that, again, just pure grown and grown.
Yeah. And then obviously like you're 14.
14. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like, what's that then? Like when you went in, let's say right after you posted that video and you went back to school, like did you get a little bit of a different reaction?
Kind of, yeah. More people knew me. Like there was a lot more people that came in knowing me than when I left. From first year.
Yeah.
Again, it was the same, all the new first years coming in, and they were all like, oh my god, it's Jaffa, man. That kind of like blew my mind because I just didn't expect that and like it. That would be that kind of.
That changed a lot. And then, when did you then, okay, so you had your Irish teen video blew up, and then you had a few others blow up. Then when did you start noticing you were getting recognised a little more frequently, not just in Waterford, but a year ago?
I guess it would have been the meet and greet that I did in November last year.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, all right, there should be, like, a good few here.
Yeah.
But then I came and it was 300 and I was just, what
mobbed.
The hell? Just like, kind of, whoa, this is real. Like,
that
was the first time reality hit. I would say.
I'd say so, because I remember a load of our YouTubers, like smaller YouTube creators, would actually went down and filmed the day. And
I was watching them back and like, what the hell? Like, how did this happen?
All I could see was like they were pointing you out by the masses of crowds.
Yeah,
all around.
It was just, whoa, like it was mad.
And how do you even like deal with like when you have so many people grabbing and pulling at you, like do you mind it or
not? Like I expect it. Like I know, right, if there is going to be a crowd, I know I'm going to be mobbed, mobbed. So I guess when you're expecting it to happen, like it's you just go with it. Like,
yeah. Do you find sometimes they maybe overstep barriers, maybe go a little too crazy, or
I haven't experienced to that extent much yet, like proper crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, the meet and greet was pretty mad, like, but I mean, it was fine. I wasn't hurt.
Dara Tan Thomas pulled you back
out. Exactly.
And then how, okay, so then kind of moving, when, with regards kind of the Irish Vlog Squad then, right, did they reach out to you? Did you contact them? Or how did that end up coming about?
So that kind of started when Thomas Ireland reached out to me, and so did Cal. Yeah. about coming down for a video. What was it? I did the Q&A, Thomas did the...
The Jaffman.
That kind of started, and then I was kind of with them now, like, they're my YouTube friends and stuff.
Yeah, the crew.
Then from there, obviously, I had the meet and greet not too long after that, and I brought them with me.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was a clash with Clickbait.
Which is crazy, yeah.
That was very, very good.
Yeah.
And that kind of brought all together for us.
Yeah. Because I remember we were talking, I have had Thomas and Dara and Keen, all them on the podcast before, and if you want to go check that episode out, by the way, after this one. And like with that group, like, I know it's kind of Thomas and Dara kind of masterminded the whole thing, like they are the business mind, they put the long hours in, and then they just bring you along. And then like on the build up to Clash the Clickbait, like, did you realise, like, what you were getting yourselves in for?
Not really. I didn't, like... It hit me when I was on the stage, when I walked down, this Dara said, like, can I smell beans? And then the whole fucking crowd erupted. That was when I was like, oh, God. But, before that, I didn't kind of think about the actual reality of it. It was just kind of getting it sorted, like, the logistics of it, whatever.
Of course.
But, it was... It was up on stage that hit me, like,
in front of... How many people were there?
I think it was 150 or 200.
120 people paid money to go into an event.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to comprehend, like...
That is, because, like, obviously, like you said, in Grafton Street, you did the free meet and greet. So people can just randomly show up.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the other ones paid coming.
Yeah, it's just, like, when you think about it, I don't get it.
And if you want to know, is Clash the Clickbait 2 on the way?
It's in talks. We're definitely going to probably try for it anyway. Hopefully it goes ahead. The last one was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, pulled off very well. People enjoyed it, so I think the second one makes sense.
Gotta give people what they want.
Exactly, that's it in this game.
So Adam, then with regards to you, like, what got you into music? Like, where did you start?
Basically, I was playing since I was about like 6 or 7.
Okay.
I started like lessons in school and stuff.
Yeah.
And just kind of went on from there. It was like, I always wanted to like be in a band and stuff. So then like these lads approached me then.
Yeah.
Like in school, and then we were just like, just kind of snowballing from there.
Yeah.
To make the band like. And we formed then in February, made an Instagram account.
Mm.
And I got a few followers and just kind of, we played like a few gigs, went busking.
And what's been the most fun part so far? As you're only like recently set up, so like that 5 months, what's kind of been the most fun part of this whole journey so far?
Say last Sunday we played at a local festival, and we're actually opening for a band called Brass & Co.
Okay.
And Gina and the Champions, like, who've headlined shows like all over Ireland, like, like through the years, like.
Mm.
So just to open for them, like, was amazing, like, on a big stage as well, like in the park,
the
park here, like in front of like hundreds of people.
Yeah, so that's what every musician's dream, I suppose.
Yeah, brilliant, like, just to get started like that.
And where, I suppose, you're only racing set up, obviously, and you're kind of work in progress, but where is the kind of goal, let's say within the next 2 to 3 years, where do you want to be?
Jesus, wherever, like, just play, like, concerts, keep getting asked, like, to play concerts and festivals or whatever. And still like busking, I suppose, with lads as well, and, like, just to have it still going, like,
such,
like, even like myself, like, when, like, so I have my own like account as well on Instagram that I started like recently, so like even when the lads wouldn't be available, like, as long as I keep like tipping away with it, like,
of course,
that's grand. So,
and you play guitar, and do you sing as well?
Yeah, I sing as well.
Okay, would you be the lead singer?
Well, there's kind of two, like, lead singers.
Okay, so
there's
any controversy
kind of,
there.
No, it's kind of like, yeah, all three of us are kind of equally, like, it's kind of
equally
stood out, so.
I suppose Buskin's done really well, hasn't it? I know a great example is, like, Ali Sherlock. Like, she's 1.6 million, and she busts on Grafton Street.
Yeah.
And, like, I know I've walked down numerous times, and she's just busking away with a massive crowd around her. Would you ever consider going down to Grafton Street and going busking or whatever?
It's not something we thought of yet, but definitely be up for it, like, in future. If we ever got the chance, 100%, like, be unreal.
Yeah, it's funny because we're walking down and during Longitude weekend, and there was two of my friends with me, and I was like, oh yeah, that girl has 1.6 million subscribers, and they were like, what? No, she doesn't. Like, she's just setting up her guitar on the side of Grafton Street, and no one's paying attention. Like, no one, you know, wouldn't even notice. But it's funny that, like, kind of just, she's built up such a massive audience, and just because some of her music videos have gone viral on YouTube, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's a fantastic singer. And then, so talking about the future, Owen, where would you like to see yourself in the next
years? You see, it's kind of hard because I do and I don't want to continue YouTube as a career when I'm older, because, like, it would be great because it's such a nice job, like, it's such a nice thing to be doing, and to be making money from, it's, like, crazy. But then at the same time, if I keep doing the YouTube and then perhaps my channel starts dying, just not getting views, can't support myself, where am I going to go from there? That's what I'm kind of thinking, but for the moment, just going to keep doing what I do on it, see where it takes me, and then decide once I'm that little bit older.
Of course, that's very smart thinking. Yeah, you're right, because, like, as in, like, you do see people, like, they peak and then you just see the channel die, views go down.
Where are you gonna go from there?
And then Logan Paul's crying out, get it back on Google Repair, I won't take it back. His poor income, but I suppose he's doing very well off his merch. You've done some merch, haven't you?
I did merch last November, I think. December. So
how did that go? Like,
It was 150 sales.
Yeah.
So not bad. Like,
that's pretty good.
Not too bad.
And were they all in Ireland?
I think so. Not exactly sure. I'm sure. The most of them were.
Say so. And then, like, how do you find balancing? Obviously, you're coming into junior cert now, year.
Yeah.
How have you found so far, kind of balancing trying to make content and then, like, do schoolwork?
I don't find it that particularly hard because, like, the content that I do doesn't take extreme effort. Like, and that's it doesn't, like, it's not hard. So it's not. I mean, I guess the longest part would be the editing and scripting. Trying to get the, like, that part of it done.
Mm.
But it's grand, like.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
And you alluded there to there, so, like, you don't just riff off the top of your head, like, you script. So let's say you're come up with a video for next week. Well, can you talk through your process from come up with an idea to
I just have, like, a list of video ideas. That's the first thing. If I ever think of anything, I'm gonna write it down straight away so I don't forget. From there, then I'll pick one that I think, right, this suits for now, this should be good, I'm going to try it. Then I start writing the script for it. I script all my videos because I use InScript and, like, it was fine, but I think now it's so much easier when you know what you're doing and you can visualize the video itself, whether it's going to be good or not. Then from there, script it, make sure that it's all right. Then obviously go film it, edit it, check it again, and then upload.
And then do you, like, I know Mr. Beast always is big on, like, running through other people. Do you send it on to anyone beforehand?
No, not really. I mean, the very odd time I would send it to one of my friends, just say, what do you think it is? Is it good enough? But generally not, no.
Okay. And then just, I think a question, I've seen a couple of these questions. What did your parents think when you started doing this? Like, what was their thoughts on it?
Okay, so they're fine with it. Like, they knew all along, like, when I was doing it. I always keep them informed of it, like, whatever, like, they're not blind to anything. They don't mind it as such. Like, just go with it, like, not stopping me from it. That's the best case scenario for myself.
And then, what's, like, have you got any, like, weird requests or, like, crazy requests to come on a certain show or got featured on something so far that's, like, really blown your mind?
I got offered by a dentist company to wear braces for him. like, really, for free? Like last week, that was the weirdest thing. Like, I didn't do it, obviously, but so, like, that was probably the, like,
the craziest thing.
Yeah, it's not even that crazy, but.
Yeah, well, that's
just like, it was like,
what? Put up on your Instagram story.
Yeah.
And have you done any work with brands yet at all?
Yes, I just did. You and I just finished up that kind of term.
Oh, so you were doing a brand deal with them?
Yeah, that was a brand deal.
Okay.
The Lectrums.
And did they reach out to you, is it? Or?
Yeah, they reached out to me and then went for it.
Yeah. I think you pushed a nice bit of traffic onto their site as well, because you were getting some pretty good, because I like the way you were kind of, you're pulling them on. Sometimes I saw you were pulling your Instagram live, pulling them all in, and then hopping on you now, and then transferring them all over.
That was the plan, so
and is that session over now? You're finished?
For the moment, yes, but I probably will be doing it again sometime soon.
And for anyone who doesn't understand what Uno is, what way does it work? Or is
it's basically just live streaming, like just normal live streaming, to and you can get fans and whatnot. So
yeah, and then I saw you had a stint on Omegle too.
Yeah, I did a video on that.
You had some fucking funny reactions.
Yeah, it was good. I loved recording that. Yeah, it was a very good video, I thought. The only thing was like, I only realised how lucky I was for that particular video. Like, I've tried to do many Omegle videos since, but you just don't get, like, it depends on the people you get for it.
Yeah, of course.
That type of video. So, yeah.
And then, do you mind when you're live? Like, I know I had one experience. I did a live 1 year on YouTube, which was a few months ago, and this girl came on the live stream and she freaked. Like she wouldn't speak to me. Like, she's just like, she dropped the phone, handed it to her mother. And then the mother spoke to me in the live stream, and everyone found it hilarious. And my barber came and talked to me afterwards. And like, I had to talk to the mother, and the mother was like, oh, so what do you do? Why are you on the phone right now? Have you any kind of like weird experiences on live?
Not particularly. Like, there'd been a few messages every now and again. Guessed them in. No, just some people like go cracked like when they're guested. But I mean, it's fine.
And then obviously you did your music video.
Yeah.
And then ended up trending in Ireland. Did it hit number?
The first one got to like 20 or something. Then the second one got to 10 at highest. I don't know how. I honestly don't know. Like.
And for anyone who doesn't know, which they probably do know because you make reference to it all the time, what equipment do you use to record your music videos?
My music videos, I use my sister's PlayStation microphone.
And your phone.
And my phone, yeah.
To record it, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you ended up number 10 trending, and there's people who spent thousands of euros on equipment. Yeah. That's a big middle finger to anyone who spent so much money on equipment. That's it, yeah. And Adam, yourself, have you done any much original music yet, or are you just doing covers, or what?
At the moment, it's mostly covers. Like, we've tried a few originals, like, kind of in the works, like, but definitely something we do moving on.
Yeah,
just to get our name out there, have original songs that we know.
And have you written much music at all?
There's a few like in the works, like as I said, but like other than that, like
mainly just doing covers.
Yeah, mainly doing covers, but definitely originals.
Yeah. But of course, like, you see a lot of big artists like popping off by doing covers. You know, cover, especially like what's doing really well on YouTube, and you would have noticed this, is reactions to music videos. Because like, you're literally putting the name of the music video, so it's getting so much search traffic, and then just putting a reaction at the end, and they're just going crazy. So the same, if a new music video comes out and you just like put the same title and just sing it, you get crazy traffic on your channel. Yeah. But that's definitely something I'd advise anyone that wants to come up to me, start music on YouTube, and they come up to me, that's the first thing I say, is just do covers. Because like, that instantly you just get eyes on you, and then after that, then you can try and integrate in your own original covers. And what sort of vibe are you going for anyone who hasn't listened? Obviously, your Instagram, both your Instagrams will be down below in the description. What sort of vibe are you going for?
I say, like, we all have different influences. Like, the three of us, like, I kind of mostly into, like, stuff like Jack Johnson and stuff like that.
Okay.
I'd be influenced by mostly that, but, like, we all have our own different influences, like.
Yeah.
So, there's just, like, I don't know what the sound would be like.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no, like, harm in experimenting with it, you know?
Yeah, so, of course.
Whatever happens, like, it's just
happens.
I'm not too sure, like,
but. Yeah. Because I think Owen, you fairly well set in stone what your kind of vibe is. You kind of, but do you write your own? Do you write your own music videos?
Yeah.
You write it all?
Yeah, all myself.
For anyone who hasn't seen them, you just need to go check them out. I'm not going to try and describe them.
I can't describe them either myself.
Yeah, and then obviously, a few questions I got as well is, obviously you're called Jaffaman 04.
Yeah.
Obviously 04 references the year you're born, but then why Jaffaman?
So obviously I like Jaffa cakes.
Yeah.
But the like origin of the name was when I was making my PlayStation account, my mother was helping me like pick a name for it, and she said Jaffa Man, because like just I like Jaffa cakes. I was like 10 at the time.
Yeah.
And then 04.
Yeah, fair enough. And then you use that as a YouTube name and just carried on with it.
Yeah, well, I started off with ER360 Gaming, but then the reason I changed over, because when I was making my gaming videos on the PlayStation, I put in like an intro, and because my name on the PlayStation was Jaffaman 04, it always came up as Jaffaman 04.
Okay.
So I just changed it then, and here we are.
Yeah. And then obviously you love Jaffa Cakes. What is your favorite brand?
Aldi. Or the Marks and Spencers aren't bad either, but a little bit on the expensive side.
Because I know you and McPhee's haven't had the best track record. Can you tell people about that story?
So there was one time, I can't remember exactly when it was, but I put up on my Instagram story to go comment on McPhee's recent hot dogs, and got like 1,500, all good, whatever. Then a couple of months later, this wasn't that long ago, I said, do it again and do hot dogs. Or no, not hot dogs, noodles. And then, I'm not sure, and then they blocked me after that, I think. I only realised like last week. I don't know when they did it, but they blocked me.
And how does that make you feel? If you're talking to me, if they're listening right now, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can understand that. I'm not going to, like...
But then blocking you doesn't necessarily stop all your fans.
No, yeah, I can still tell them, like, go over and fucking comment whatever I want them to comment.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
And then obviously you're joking and, like, obviously sending your fans over to comment random words on McVitie's post. But then, like, a couple of days ago in your story, I think you shocked a lot of people by getting a little bit more real and kind of talking a little more serious topic.
I noticed, like, I don't, with the content that I make on YouTube, I have no chance to, like, be real as such. And then, like, that was just what I put up on the story a couple of days ago, like, it was just an opinion that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, right, I'm just going to put this out there, like, see what happens. And, people, like, understood. And they
agreed
to some extent, so.
And can you give, just for anyone who hasn't seen it, can you give a quick wrap-up of what you kind of coverage?
It's basically, like... I was only realizing myself, and I'm the wrong person to be saying this. I do everything like myself as well.
Yeah.
But right, private stories on Snapchat, like how fucking like that's how teenagers are feeling. Like it's kind of awkward to explain on the spot, but it's basically just teenagers being feared of
judgment. I mean, like you're saying, like lads won't post selfies on streets or won't put selfies up on their stories.
Yeah, it's just things like that. It's a lack of confidence, I think. Many teenagers, and I noticed that, and it's just so wrong. Like,
I
don't agree with it, but
It's what's currently happening.
That's where it's going. Yeah, exactly. That's the way it is now.
Because you're like, obviously, like people are very real in the private stories. They might have 40, 50 people
and then they can't put up on their normal story in fear of being judged. Anybody will say that. I don't know. It's not good.
It's not good, especially when they're trying to hide it so early, because like kids obviously are getting younger and younger on social media.
Yeah, exactly. It's not gonna get any better, I don't think.
Yeah.
As such.
And what do you think? Like, do you think it's like, I know in Ireland in general people are very judgmental, and obviously that kind of like goes down to the kids as well.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, like what do you think can be done? Like, as in, like, obviously you have a lot of eyes on you. Like, what do you think?
I just think people having like mutual understanding of the same like thing, that people should be able to express themselves to whatever, like to wherever they want. And I mean, that's the basic of it, like just the people should be allowed to give their opinion and not be judged for it.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
yeah, yeah.
That's not the case.
Cancel culture is
that's
very real thing.
That's it. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, no. And I think you articulated it very well because, I know you said. A lot of people did text you and did kind of go, wow, I didn't really realize this side, but
I was surprised, the amount of people that, understood it and, agreed on it, so.
It's everyone kind of understood it, but no one really said anything up until you said
it. Exactly. Yeah. So many people saying, thanks for saying this, and I was no bother, but,
I
mean, it's the truth.
And then, just trying to get your kind of opinion, obviously, you know a lot of the creators around Ireland. What do you see as kind of good trends? What do you see as kind of bad trends? What's your kind of opinion on the kind of Irish content at the moment?
YouTube content.
Yeah.
I mean, for right now, I don't think there's anything bad on the Irish YouTube scene that people are that shouldn't be going up.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody's milking the Irish content.
I'm guilty of that as well, by the way.
We all are. I think that's just the pure main basis.
Yeah.
Over Ireland. YouTube scene.
And we kind of was messing with Thomas and Dara about this, kind of saying which Irish YouTuber hasn't done an Irish teenage disco since your video.
Yeah.
And none of us, I think mine is 4K or something, but yeah. I think we have all attempted at some point to rip it off. And how do you feel when you see people very evidently ripping off your videos, how does that make you feel?
There are some people who purely copying.
Seen it, yeah.
That is annoying, but I can understand that at the same time. Obviously you should try make your own original content, obviously I'm always for that, but it is, everybody knows it is the way to get big.
Yeah,
Irish content.
That's what you
can kind of understand.
Yeah. I suppose emulation is kind of the biggest compliment. If they're trying to copy, I've seen some very, very, we've all used the same titles, but a lot of people put different spins on it. I've seen some people who have a very, very close, nearly word for word, exactly what you've done.
It happens.
Yeah.
It is
a compliment, though, the fact that they're trying to rip off your videos, because...
Yeah, no, that's the other side of it as well. It's not, affecting me as such, but obviously it's not, the nicest thing, but...
Yeah.
What can you do?
And how, obviously since you've had a very rapid growing, have you had kind of people trying to kind of take the piss and try and, almost leech off what you've built, you know what I mean? People who maybe start with local people who maybe weren't very friendly with you before, and then when you started getting this kind of numbers maybe coming around.
I haven't, not really to such, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, of course.
I know that would be very common. No, not really. Just again, a lot more people know me.
Yeah.
A lot of people do take the piss out of me in school, whatever, but it's expected,
Yeah.
Especially for the content I make.
you do make comedy content. Have you got any, I know I've got some nice texts from people, let's say I kind of made a couple motivational videos through what I've done, and people texting saying, oh, you've really brought me out of a bad mindset, or you've kind of inspired me to do this, that, X, Y, and Z. Have you got many of those texts? Obviously, because your comedy content is making people laugh and in turn making their day a little better.
I've gotten a decent few. I just hope they're genuine. A few of them are right.
And how does that make you feel when people say or maybe if you can give an example of maybe one that was sent to you, somebody maybe wasn't the best headspace and watched your video and kind of helped them out.
Yeah, there's it's all around the same basis. It's generally people who are either sad or they're dealing with a problem, and then they watch my videos and it cheers them up. And obviously that is very it's deep, but it makes me glad.
Yeah.
And motivates me to keep doing it. Like, that's the big thing as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, yeah, it's kind of, whoa. Like, I didn't expect it is, to get this far.
Like, I know I've only got a few, like, in comparison, but, like, it does kind of, like, especially, yeah. Like, when you get them out of the blue, and it's, like, it's hard-hitting.
Like, yeah, it is, like, because you're literally affecting someone else's life.
Yeah.
Just by putting stuff up on the internet.
Literally. Kind of, like, a video that we made in our houses, and that, you know, like, we
yeah, edit yeah, our computers.
On my phone. Like, my phone, too. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. That's it. Like, yeah, it's mad.
Yeah, and then what's your kind of, so obviously you've talked a lot about the Irish content, you've created lots of Irish content, what's your kind of steps forward, you know?
Yeah, you see, I know for the content that I make, if I stick with the Irish content, I'm not going to go international whatsoever, and I'm aware of that, but I know that I'm best at the Irish content, and probably not much else. Like, I'll be honest. That's when, like, kind of tie between, like, do I try go international, get big, or do I stick to what I'm purely good at and entertain the fans that I do have?
Mm.
So, I mean, I guess I'll probably do a bit of both, like, not all Irish content, hopefully, because that's just a little bit, like...
Yeah. So many Irish videos you can make.
Yeah, it's going to run out. Yeah, exactly, it's going to run out. But yeah, just a mix between, and that's the plan for the moment, and then see where it goes.
Yeah, I suppose maybe get your fans comment down below. Do you think you should stick with Irish content, or would you like to see them expand out international?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, yeah. Always kind of afraid to ask it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like I know through your videos, doesn't you like you said, like you're always kind of taking the piss. You're always like you're there to entertain.
Yeah,
you've got those 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes to like. Give it everything and like make them laugh, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But and then I suppose, have you got like? So you made a video where you went to Greece, wasn't it? To buy beans.
To put a Jaffa cake on the floor.
Yeah, wrong video. Yeah. And like, did you in turn get any much? Like, this is kind of more of a YouTuber kind of question, but like, did you get much traction in Greece then when you did it by doing that, or like, did at all?
Don't think so.
No.
No, not really, not in Greece anyway.
No, okay, no. I didn't know about putting Greece in the title, you might have been turning.
Not that I noticed anyway.
Yeah, nothing substantial.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And then with regards to your analytics, like, how closely do you look at your stats and figures and stuff?
I do. I started like kind of recently, so I know what I'm trying to get at. Like, it's something like 75% of my audience are Irish, Republic of Ireland. So I know, right, it's all Ireland at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's handy to know. It's mostly females as well, yeah, which is kind of,
Not complaining.
Yeah, I'm not complaining myself, but it's just handy little things to know if I'm trying to do a certain video, like that I'm going to think, right. It's females that are watching it.
Yeah. Okay. And is that the same with your Instagram? Because I know mine's different.
Yeah, Instagram is like 75% females as well. Which I only looked at that the other day. Just
And they spread, like, I know, because in your Instagram insights, you can see where around Ireland. Is it mainly?
Yeah. Where's your hotspots? It's like Dublin, Galway, Waterford.
Yeah.
So they're the big ones.
Yeah, no, I know Galway because as soon as I put up my story, like my sister's 14 as well, so her friends start texting straight away going like, is Jaffman coming to Galway?
I was like, that Galway is a huge...
Yeah, it is.
Like, I don't know how particularly, but yeah.
Like literally, like she was getting blown up with DMs. Just a knockoff effect, you know, which is actually very funny. You've... Like your growth has been like crazy because I remember I think I first saw your channel around I'd say around 40k or kind of when you kind of associated with the Irish Vlog Squad, so obviously I would have been following Thomas and all them, and then like, you know, you check in again 60k, check in again 80k, check in again 100k.
that's it.
And like, how do you, like, in your head, I know it's like hard to conceptualize that amount of people, but but you know, like Crow Park filled is 80,000 people. So imagine standing in the centre.
Yeah, I know it's very hard to like comprehend, especially like for my age.
Yeah.
And like how quickly it happened.
Literally.
Like it's not as if I'm doing fucking high production videos like that. You know what I mean? If I was doing that, I was like, okay, fair enough. Still using my phone and fucking free Final Cut on my laptop, stealing beats from my songs, you know what I mean? It's
Have you not got people reaching out yet willing to do your beats and stuff? I don't.
Yeah, I had a few, like, but I'd rather do my own thing, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah. You'd rather just keep stealing beats off the internet.
Yeah, not something, you know, just make sure no copyright and then we're good.
Yeah, because you can't lose that last sentence.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I don't want to get in trouble.
And like AdSense, obviously not, we won't talk specific figures, but like, has AdSense been good for you, hasn't it? Because like, it's not like, it's tough to try and...
Yeah, no, like, it's good for my age, but it's not, like, my CPM is bad, and I'll admit that, yeah. Like, it is. Look, it's not that bad, but it's for my age, but could be better.
Just for anyone listening, CPM is the amount of money he generates per time you click on his videos. Yeah. You know, that's the amount of AdSense he generates, because... I know I mentioned another video and people were like, what the hell is CPM? Yeah, you know, it's sort of stuff. Now, I haven't hit it yet. Obviously, I'm still just under the K. But, and like, did you find, like, I know I talked to Stellar about this. And it took him a year and a half, 2 years to get to 1,000. As in, like,
yeah.
Like, well, like, I suppose you would have very kind of fast run. But did that one first K take you, like, that took you a couple of years to get?
Yeah, like, it was 3 years. Well, no, it was... Yeah, it was two and a half years up until, it was June 2018, I think it was 500 subscribers, and then I uploaded the Discos video, then got, like, by the end of then 2018, I had 62,000, I think.
62,000.
Yeah.
That's crazy figures. Sorry, for anyone not on camera, that's Eric down with me. me and Eric left, go at 5 a.m. this morning, and we're doing the interview now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we're getting back at 1:30, so... Eric's Instagram will be left down below as well. Go give him a follow. Poor lad. Yeah, like, that is absolutely crazy growth. And, like, you see the likes of other people, like, grafting away for years. And, like, just... Like I know Mr. Beast actually is a great example. Like, he took him years to try and break off. And, like, he just made that content. Now, everyone's ripping him off.
Yeah.
Like, I see Jake Paul is hardcore. Yeah. Like, Jake Paul issued a video where he gave... each of his friends 10 grand and they had an hour to spend it.
Like, that's the way to go, like. That's the new popular trend, like.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, as in, like, very similar to people with you, is he's not getting as many views as Mr. Beast is, isn't he? Like, because people are looking and going, I've already watched this video, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That's it, like.
I suppose, like the fact that you kind of set the trend, it kind of, in turn, anyone that tries to copy it, just not, aren't going to get as much traction.
Yeah, I noticed that, but, like, I mean, it always has potential to explode anyway.
Yeah, pop off, yeah. And then, I say there's a good few people here watching that maybe have just started YouTube or want to get into YouTube. What, like, do you think, like, I know some people ask me, like, is it too late? Is 2019 too late to start YouTube? What do you think?
Absolutely not. Like, yeah, no, I agree. It takes nothing. Like, I got to 100k using my phone.
Yeah.
And, like, a 30 euro tripod from Argos. You know, and fucking free Final Cut on my laptop. Like, it takes nothing. And all I can say is just, once you're confident within yourself, you're hardworking, and you're willing to do what it takes, it's just like...
Yeah, no, I totally 100% agree. Yeah. Like, I'm doing the same, as in, like, I want to try and get as far as I can as possible with that phone without buying the camera. Because,
yeah.
Like, kind of the message my channel is, like, get out of your comfort zone, one, but also, two, like, you stop making excuses. As in, like, yeah, exactly. I feel like everyone has... every excuse under the sun why they can't.
Oh yeah, it's
but I'm kind of I like kind of what I try and push is, like, you can do it. Stop making excuses.
Yeah,
like,
you can.
Literally, like, and for anyone who hasn't subscribed to my channel, you can subscribe down below as well, because there's gonna be a lot of new people watching this. But yeah, as in, like, it's funny. Like, if you put your mind to something, as in, I don't know. I find, like, I don't know, because, like, we're, like, the most connected and probably the most resourceful generation. Yet everyone's like, oh, I can't do that.
I don't get it. Like, especially, like, there are examples of people who don't have anything, like myself and yourself, like, using the phone, like, and here we are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you a little bit further on than me.
Oh, still, like, you're not too bad yourself.
Yeah. No, it's tipping along, but, like, I think the two of us are, like, especially yourself, the fact we both use our phones is a great example of what you can pull off if you're willing just to make a bit of effort.
Exactly.
You know?
All it takes is just, like, confidence and just go over it. Like,
yeah, you know, literally. And I'm not me willing not to care what other people think.
Yeah.
And it sounds, I know it sounds very cliche and I know it sounds very cringy, but it is so true, because people are, absolutely terrified what people are going
to
say.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Again, it goes back to like what I was saying in my story. Like, it's people that are afraid of being judged.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, unfortunately.
I do feel like, I know this is getting a little bit deeper, but I'll skim past it. Is like, I feel like the school system does kind of train kids to try and all be fit inside one box. Like, as in, like, the school system currently was set up in the 17th century to build factory workers. So you're designed to sit, listen, and do exactly what you're told. And that was to breed factory workers.
Yeah.
But now in 2019, where, like, college is sometimes, is becoming, like, it's the most popular right now, but, like, it isn't the option for everyone. As in, like, everyone needs to be taught differently, and everyone's going to have their different journeys in afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, whether that be entertaining or not, you know, like, it's, but I do feel like the school system does have a slight part to play in everyone trying to follow.
Oh, definitely. It's like wearing a uniform in school. This is just an example from my school.
Yeah.
When we went in, I remember the first day of first year, and they were saying that you have to wear a uniform because down in whatever factory that they have to wear.
Yeah.
It's just things
that's
like
funny
that.
To reference it.
It's just like, I don't. The way it is,
like,
unfortunately.
But the funny thing is that, like, I suppose I'm just after my leaving cert, so obviously I'm out the other end.
Yeah.
But like, it's funny the way they're like, oh, be yourself, be individuals.
Yeah.
But now, wear a uniform, do what we say, follow lines, and then also,
exactly.
You know,
there's two sides to it. Like.
But again, we ain't gonna change the school system with this podcast.
You never know.
You're sort of probably. You never, next week we end up in front of the Minister for Education. That's beside the point.
No.
But yeah, so obviously both you've done music. Is there any chance of maybe possible collab down the line?
We'll see.
We'll
get something in the works.
Hopefully.
We'll be
a
bad asset
on the song. Yeah. Maybe they can actually play some instruments over it.
Oh, triangle.
I've seen a few questions as well. Have you been tempted to do anything other than rap and maybe try and get a little more into singing? Or
I can't sing, so no. I'll just think we'll have to stay with the rap.
So maybe we'll do that to the band. So And what sort of artists are you listening to now at the moment?
Tropical house. I don't listen to rap or anything like that. It's just more like chill music.
It's just
pure getting lines that are lame for my songs.
Yeah.
Like, or as random as whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Me and Eric were listening to it and we're just laughing at some of the lines you pulled out. Like, it just genuinely isn't
when
like,
I get a cold, I blow my nose with a tissue or something. Like,
it's
slowing down really. It's fantastic.
No, a couple of your bars though, Eric went, oh geez, that was good.
I don't know, it's natural, like, it's not something like I don't know.
But so let's say in school, are you kind of like the messer, kind of like the jokes in class?
No, because I thought like people are probably going to be surprised, because I remember when I got my report back for the summer tests and I put up my story and I did pretty well, but like I would confidently say that I'm the shyest in my class if not my year. And like, because I remember watching someone doing a reaction video to one of my videos, and he was going on like, oh, this guy must be some messer in school, like the teachers must hate him. And it was just so like, bad, like. But obviously, like, contrasts completely to the content I make.
Honestly, shyest, like, in class. That's funny, because, well, I suppose I kind of get it in a sense, because, like, obviously, like, when you're online, your personality has to be turned up.
But again, it's talking to a camera. Like, I couldn't do my videos in front of the amount of people that watch them.
Yeah, and that's a weird thing.
It's just...
I had kind of a funny experience. Like Lurgan last year, I made a video and I had like 3 minutes of it done, and the owner was like, I need to play something for everyone. And this is 600 people. So I had to play my 3 minute video that was not finished in front of 600 people and get their live reaction. That was one of the scariest.
Oh,
I always bricking it. Like 15 people, 1,000 people saw that, but like, that didn't matter. But like, when you're sitting in a room with 600,
it's, I know.
Have you had an experience at all where you've been sitting in a room with like a lot of people watching your video?
I can't really remember exactly. I'm sure there was, like, The main thing would be like, say, at Christmas when I'm with my family and they start watching my videos. I happened one year that I did my first song, Bills and Bitches. That was at the fucking auntie at Christmas dinner started playing it. Just, you know, that was the first one. Or, like, yeah.
And they enjoyed playing it at Christmas time, didn't they?
Well, like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I was just very awkward for myself.
Yeah.
In my own voice.
Yeah, you still play with that as well, because like, I know when I'm editing myself, I don't mind my voice, but do you not like listening to other people watching your video and hearing your voice on
camera?
Oh yeah,
that, like, yeah, I don't like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
And most people think that if you're on camera that you're kind of used to people listening to your voices, but
yeah,
I don't like it.
It's not the case whatsoever.
No, I'm the same boat.
Yeah.
It's a
it's YouTube thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, honestly, I was like, and like people, like, there's obviously the presumptions. I was like, again, people like, somebody react. That's so funny, someone reacting to your video, you know? I was like,
yeah.
that's you know, when you're doing something right, it's almost someone's lying reacting to your video.
I know, yeah.
And so you're kind of quiet in school. So do you kind of, obviously, you said that you're very torn between going kind of all in on YouTube or kind of reserving yourself, and obviously you're going to stay in school or whatever. Do you have any other kind of aspirations of what you'd like to study in college or anything? I know you're 14 now.
Oh, yeah. No, not particularly. I'd love to live abroad when I'm older. That would be, like, the big thing. So whatever way I can do that, that would be a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I'd particularly like to do.
You know, kind of other kind of ideas, obviously, in, like, what sort of directions?
Oh, yeah. And no particular, like, direction, like, whatever.
Yeah, which is fair enough, you're 14. Right? Yeah, like most of my 17, 18, 19 year olds have no idea what they want to do with this, so they have plenty of time. But like, I think that's one other thing that's kind of pisses me off anyway, is the fact that like, you're expected at 18 to know exactly what you want to do until you retire at 65.
Yeah.
Like let's say, right, with medical, let's say with medicine right now, you're going to live to about 100, right? Like, that's going to be roughly an average for our generation, right? Yeah. Like, you're 18% of the way through and you expect to know what you want to do for the rest.
Yeah.
And like, that's another thing I don't understand, why you're supposed to make those decisions so young. Again, that's just a personal thing that I disagree with again. But again, like, that's just the way it is. But thank God I'm out of the system now, because I have to admit, I'd say it's going to be fun now trying to balance doing exams and doing videos, because I know between trying to do Grafton, sponsor the video, Grafton, trying to make videos and trying to do Leaving Cert, like, that was, didn't leave much time for much else.
Yeah.
And definitely, I definitely felt school almost taking a bit of a hit because of it. But again, it's kind of like, it's what makes, I guess it was what you enjoy doing at the end of the day. Yeah. I know obviously school is important. Like, I'm not saying totally fuck school. I don't think you'd see the same thing unless it's in a music video or something. definitely, I disagree with that, but it's going to be interesting. I definitely think you should almost talk a little bit about that during that process.
Definitely. Like, just express my opinions.
Yeah, of course, the people do listen and do have a voice.
That's the thing that I noticed that, like.
And I know someone who did it quite successfully, and I think you built, like, didn't build a following off this, but, like, kind of engaged following more, was Jeff Fanning, obviously another YouTuber from Waterford. He does scooter videos and everything. Fantastic backflips and everything's crazy, but he like talked very much with his Instagram stories and the build up to his Leaving Cert, and then obviously during it, like, how he felt and what the emotions were going through. He's like, which I thought was actually amazing that he's willing to open up, like not intentionally coming back to what you're saying about like being real and be willing to actually like say how you feel and your opinions and stuff on your story. Like, I thought that was kind of very impressive, because like a lot of people aren't willing to be real online, you know what I mean?
That's the problem. Like,
yeah, literally, and like there's so many examples of coming back to that. Again, slowly but surely, I think, like, I suppose as people get more and more comfortable online, as more like more and more kind of, it just becomes part of society. I suppose you kind of get more and more real. So like, before there was no private stories, so people couldn't express themselves. Now they have a vent to express themselves. I think moving on nicely now, I think we might try and move on to a few questions that you sent in. So we'll start with the ones that you sent to me. Just literally, like, as soon as you stuck me up on your story, it was just fairly crazy. You've definitely built up some loyal fans, and you guys really know how to ask questions. Jesus Christ, I'm not gonna say some of these. I'm going to try and skip all the ones that I kind of covered already. Jesus. Okay. excuse me for a second while I'm trying to read these. Opinions on Maura from Love Island, and I don't know if you're watching Love Island, and give me a shout out to Kerry Fitz 5. You got your shout out, and what's your opinions on Maura from Love Island?
Right, I haven't watched much Love Island, but like, I think
they're right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she seems alright. Like, you know what I mean?
Just another Irish bird,
yeah,
like,
yeah, just another Irish one, like, you know,
Love
Ireland.
Yup, lads.
That's it.
Bring up the MC Decent Beef.
Oh, yeah, okay, so...
So explain to people what it is, yeah. Then explain the bit.
So, I actually DM'd him a while ago this. I always wanted to challenge him to a rap battle because I've done my rapping, he's done his.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a good clash. So I DM'd him a while back saying, right, do you want to do a rap battle?
Yeah.
And he didn't see it, so I was like, okay, I'm going to put it up in my story. So, yeah, I put it up in my story, and then he got, like, he said he got like 200 followers, whatever. And
for
then
better.
Then he knows it was because of me, and he pulled out of it. So.
So no beef really.
No beef really. But I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, I wouldn't like him to rap battle. Like.
Okay, so hit him up again and see Jackman's offer.
Tell him I'm coming.
So the same girl, Kerry Fitz 5, asked, "How are you feeling for the junior search?"
Fine, to be honest. Like I don't want to sound cocky, but like I do pretty good in school.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty confident if I just keep that up, then I'll be grand. Like study away while I can and go from there.
Of course, and like the one piece of advice I give is don't get too stressed out with the junior cert.
Oh. Yeah.
I studied harder for my junior cert than I did my leaving cert. Like I was getting up 5 a.m. doing 2 hours in the morning, 3 hours after school, going home doing homework, and then doing more in the evening. And my health has deteriorated dramatically.
Yeah,
so, like obviously you're doing well, alright. Tip away slowly over the year. Don't let the teachers talk. Kind of going like, oh, it's coming up around the corner. Like, you're gonna sit down. You're gonna do another test that you've done hundreds of times already. Like it's, I don't know. It's very overhyped. But yeah. Your favorite fast food?
I always enjoy a large Big Mac meal from McDonald's. Maybe Supermax, like chips from Supermax. Nice.
Supporting the Irish.
Yeah, Ireland,
So I'm not going to ask the first part of the question, but what would you do for the lifetime for a lifetime supply of Jaffa cakes?
People think like it's a common like perception that I really love Jaffa cakes. Like. I like them, but like I wouldn't die for them. So I don't know. That's
it's
neat.
Obviously, over the last year or so, you've had a lot of. You're taking a few shots of gingers, and then the gingers don't seem to be happy. Okay,
yeah.
So David Quinn says, please stop bullying gingers.
I'll be honest, I think people got that like the wrong message because like I said, gingers deserve better. Which would that not be like?
Yeah, like, they're not getting treated well enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard about Kick a Ginger Day?
No.
Oh yes, and I. Okay, so there's a day every year, I think it's in like February or March, but it's like International Kick a Ginger Day.
Oh god.
beautiful. Yeah. But there also is a day a few months later called Protect a Ginger Day. So So I think it's evened up, you know.
Poor gingers, like it's not their choice, like.
Oh Jesus. Okay, sorry, I don't have to how do you feel about Aldi's PFF brand, Jaffa Cakes? You already said you kinda the Aldi brand Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah.
You're happy out.
Yeah.
If Aldi wants to give you a sponsor, you suppose.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Reaching out to them. Who's going to win the All Ireland?
Kilkenny, maybe.
All right, this is actually, I think we might do two more. So, Dara Boyle asked, have you ever had beans and Jaffa Cakes on toast?
No, I don't like beans. That's another thing. Everybody thinks I love beans. I don't like them at all. They're horrible. Like, I just said it once. I said, like, this really bakes my beans and should, like, took off.
Yeah, you have used that word a couple of times
more.
Yeah. Yeet beans. Do you play county?
No.
I take it that a bit. You should post more often. I actually piss myself at your videos.
Aww.
That's from Lusab0060. But I think that's a pretty nice way to finish off. Mm-hmm. Thank you both very much for coming on the podcast. Is there anything else you want to just shout out before we pack it up?
I'm alright.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric in the back.
Yeah, shout out to Eric who set up this whole setup. Literally couldn't have been done without him. Again, his Instagram will be down below along with the two lads. But no, thank you both very much for coming on the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Write 5 stars if you're watching on iTunes. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Can I relive?